This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number three. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we will go back to the phones. We've got Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
A Free Stater is running for Speaker of the House in New Hampshire.
So for someone that is not familiar with the term Free Stater, what is that?
It's a member of the Free State Project, or a participant, a person who pledged they would move to New Hampshire for more freedom and to be an activist for more freedom. And she, I don't know when she signed the pledge, but I think she's been here longer than me. I think she's been here since 04 or 03. Carol McGuire is her name.
And she is running for the speaker position. But first, doesn't she have to get reelected? Because New Hampshire has elections every 2 years, where some states it's every four.
Yes. She's a state rep from Epsom, and I think she's been a state rep for somewhere between 5 and 8 years. And, she's probably a very serious contender for this. I don't know how it will play out. I don't do opinion polls on this sort of thing. But the current Speaker of the House, by the way, Speaker of the House in New Hampshire is a position that I would say is roughly as powerful as the governor, maybe a little bit more.
I don't know, because here in New Hampshire, and this is one thing that separates New Hampshire from most of the rest of the country, is that every piece of legislation must have a committee hearing. The committee must issue a recommendation, and the full House or full Senate must then vote on that recommendation. So in some ways, the Speaker is less powerful, because in a lot of states, the Speaker gets to decide if a bill ever has a hearing or ever gets to be voted on.
That's true.
Yeah, of course, the governor has very attrited powers in New Hampshire. The governor's not one of the weakest governor positions probably in the country, so that's also a factor. But I don't know. That's just my impression from being in the state house quite a bit. But it seems like, we keep getting a shot at the big time, right? Like we had the chance to reelect Benson when he was a very pro-liberty governor.
Benson being the person that was the governor back in 2003 when the Free State Project chose New Hampshire as the destination state, and he said, "I welcome the Free Staters."
Yeah, and we failed by, a couple thousand votes, and then we barely failed to get a pro-liberty governor candidate this time around. Frank Edelblue almost got it. And we, barely failed to get William O'Brien back in as House Speaker. He was pretty pro-freedom. We keep having these hair, razor-thin failures, and it would be nice to have a razor-thin victory for a change in the form of McGuire. Because the current House Speaker is considered sort of a rhino. He's pretty much a big government Republican.
The term rhino annoys me, and I cannot say this enough about how much it annoys me, because the big government Republicans say that the small government Republicans are the Republicans in name only. That's what rhino stands for. And the small government Republicans say the big government Republicans are the rhinos. So when everybody's saying that everybody else is a rhino, either everybody is or nobody is.
Well, everybody has their opinion of what a particular, to be a Republican, what that means. And that is a personal thing. That's what kind of drove me out of the Republican Party, just because I can't find, I've never found a group of people that I can agree with 100% of the time and wanted to throw my weight behind the leadership and everything that they were going to say. You know what I mean? It just doesn't happen. And I guess I'm just much much happier as a undeclared voter.
I think a lot of people are starting to grow. That camp is growing.
Yeah.
Right, and the largest segment of voters are undeclared. Mm-hmm. It's not yet a majority, as some people would like to say, but there are more people in New Hampshire and in most other states where there is voter registration by party. There are more undeclared voters than there are people registered as either Republican or Democrat.
Yep.
It's a fair criticism of the term rhino. Maybe it's not the best term for me to use. It is the one that seems to be most frequently used against him. But calling the big government Republican, I think, would be something we can all agree on.
Yep, definitely.
I think that could apply to a bunch of the Republicans. And I would say that, in New Hampshire, the elected Republicans seem to be better than the elected Republicans in most other places. And some of the elected Democrats seem to be better than the Democrats that are elected in other places. But we still have a long ways to go to actually wind up, getting more freedoms. Yeah, certainly we talked about New Hampshire ranking number one in the Freedom in the 50 States rankings that came out last month. Was that last month?
I think so. Last month or a couple months, yeah.
That, ranked the 50 states based on freedoms, and New Hampshire, by far and away, the freest place in all of New England, and, ranked slightly ahead of Alaska as the freest in the country. New York came in dead last, and, just looking at the list, California 49, New York 50. Yeah, that makes sense, but then when you look at the actual numbers, New York was twice as bad as California.
Right, right. And this is kind of interesting, and New Hampshire, I've been up here for a few years, but sometimes it never ceases to amaze me what the political landscape is, because it's never that simple. It's never just Democrat versus Republican. So right now, I've been working with a couple of conservatives and some people that are in the Free State Project about the issue of Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives reiterating their position that if you possess a medical marijuana card, then that is grounds, as far as they're concerned, for you not to be allowed to buy a gun.
Technically, there is no such thing in New Hampshire. It's a therapeutic cannabis patient card.
Call it what you want. But I'm talking about how the how BATV is referring to it.
If they're referring to it by the wrong name, then technically they can't prohibit anyone from owning a firearm because they're using the wrong name.
They're saying if you are a user of medical marijuana, even if it's allowed by your state law, then you are not eligible to purchase a firearm.
Right, because federal law says that if you use anything that is federally prohibited,
right,
then you are a quote-unquote drug user, even though you can smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol all day long and still purchase a firearm. But if you use this thing that's allowed for medical purposes, nope.
So here's what we got. We got this long email chain between a bunch of conservatives, a bunch of Free State Project folks, a gentleman who I know in the 10th Amendment Center. We're working on drafting some legislation. We're like, well, where do we take this now? I took the idea to my state rep, who is as liberal as the day is long, but he was interested in pursuing a legislative service request to try to get this in motion, because mm-hmm. he thinks that's not right for the federal government to say, because you're doing something legally in your state, you should be denied your Second Amendment rights. And to me, it's a national issue as well as a New Hampshire issue.
I'd like to invite you to post about that on the NH Exit forum, because there's some NH Exit folks that have been talking about that too. They think that's the key winning issue that gets right and left together against the central government.
And I think those are the folks that I'm talking about that we've been working on that.
Dave, thank you for the call. Let's go to Sarah with the traffic report from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, you know what? I love Thursday. You guys are the nice guy. The mean one's not on. I love calling on Thursday.
Oh, thank you. You flatter me so much. I will hold you over and let you get into the traffic report as you often do. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to your calls here in just a moment. But are you going to be doing some shopping sometime soon? I know it's early to think about, but that holiday that they keep starting the shopping season for earlier and earlier, it's only 4 months away. You know the one I'm talking about, Christmas. It's, you know, right around the corner. It seems like, you know, once the fall leaves start coming, they're like, oh, everything's ready for Christmas now. Forget Halloween. I know it's not October yet. But, you know, maybe you want to do some Halloween shopping, Thanksgiving shopping, shopping of any kind. Well, when you do that, start off by going to shop.freetalklive.com. There's links to Amazon. There's Amazon US, Canada, and UK. There's also a link to Walmart and Newegg and several other places that you can go. Maybe you need a VPN or you want to get your hands on some gold and silver, or, you know, you want to use that Bitcoin. There's links of all sorts. So begin your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Takes an extra second and a half to type that in, or just bookmark it and then, you know, click on that before you start your shopping. Shop.freetalklive.com.
Yes, they are definitely setting up Christmas. They started this week, Daryl.
We haven't even got past Halloween yet.
I know.
We've not even got into October yet. Like, football season just started. I don't need, you know, the reminder of the bowl season, because football season just started.
Oh, well.
Let's go back to the phones, where we've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Yes, there was announced on NPR News that there will be like about 8-9 cities that will be voting for more money for public transportation, mass transit.
And you're all in favor of that, right? You want all the money to go to public transit.
Well, you said I've been here in Albuquerque for 13 years, and every other election, it was on my ballot. I have voted for the public transportation question at least 5-6 times in the last 10 years. So I have voted here over and over again. And so I am all for, I'd rather have money spent on the buses and the ART and bullet trains and trains, because it's better than spending it on war and bombing people.
Well, I can't disagree with that logic, but how much stolen money should be given to the public transit?
Well, whatever people need, because, you know, what my point is that, you know, I know this is an international show, and we have this international coalition of wanting to have clean air. You know, the Europeans all in very favor of green energy, and mass transit and public transportation is like a big giant carpool. And the more we ditch our car with one person on the freeway burning gas, stuck in traffic, the less air pollution. You know what I mean?
So Sarah,
this is a global effect.
I understand where you're coming from, and I don't necessarily agree with all of it, but I would like to say I'm very happy that you looked at this economically, saying that I have a limited amount of scarce resources, money to spend, and I could spend them either on, in the way you looked at it, buses, mass transportation, or war. And I'm happy.
Okay.
And I hope that Free Talk Live maybe guided you towards thinking that way, because we talk a lot about war. So that's a good thing.
Well, the thing about it is that, you know that, what is that meat guy, Aang? What was his name? The one that always gets after me for not working? Well, you know, the thing is, 45% of our budget, like almost half of it, or 40 or 45%, is spent on war. We spent like $3 trillion or more.
We do spend a lot on war.
Well, the figure that you're mentioning there about the almost half, that's the discretionary spending, and that's only about what, about half of the budget is discretionary, so half of half, so it would be about 25%.
Still a lot.
But still, it's a lot of money that gets spent to kill people around the globe.
Does that include the money that they lose?
The accidental $6.5 trillion.
$6.2 trillion.
The $6.5 trillion,
that was money where they had been given the money. They just couldn't, you know,
account for.
Right. I don't remember how we spent this.
Hold on, carry the one. I always miss some like simple math issue like that. Sarah, I'm happy to hear you at least come that far. Now we'll work on, is it right to force people to pay for things whether they want them or not? And that's the question of taxation. And is it right for the government to take money and then decide where it's best spent? Or if it has to be government, is it better off if it's very, very local government versus federal government? And whether in some cases things, good things for people couldn't just be built by people volunteering to put up the money themselves and saying, you know what? I think I can make money off of a bullet train in Albuquerque.
Or maybe it's a dumb idea and you can't make money off of it and it's just going to be a hole in your wallet, in your community's wallet.
Yeah, and if it's economically unfeasible, then maybe we should start looking at those things. So talking about a bullet train, you know, what are the bullet trains? Great, it moves people around, but it's going to cost the taxpayers. There's no way it's ever going to pay for itself. It's going to cost them $100 million a year, and you're going to have to pay for it in taxes.
And there's an awful lot of land that's going to have to be acquired.
Right.
And how's that going to happen?
Are those for that whole path?
Yeah, are those properties going to be purchased, and who's going to purchase them?
They'll be taken.
They'll use eminent domain, and they'll wind up giving people pennies on the dollar for the value. Sarah, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jeff. Calling in from, I believe this is Illinois. Jeff, you're listening to WRMN. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. I figured out what to do with Ralph and Sarah.
Okay.
Marry them. Marry them. No duel.
So what you're referencing, we had a caller call in earlier in the show that mentioned that he wanted to have a verbal duel of sorts. And then whoever winds up losing the duel would never be allowed to call into Free Talk Live. And you're saying that we should go the opposite way and start up like a Free Talk Live arranged marriage situation and have Ralph, who lives in New Jersey, marry Sarah, who lives in New Mexico.
Yeah, they're on opposite sides of the country.
Greyhound has bus routes. And we know how much she loves public transit. She could take a Greyhound to New Jersey.
Do you think who's going to move where? Or is it going to be a long distance marriage?
She doesn't have a house.
So she's going to live in. She's going to live right? in. Yeah, she's going to live in Ralph's.
She can move in with Ralph and just take public transit all the way to New Jersey.
I think that if maybe one day, one night a week, maybe we did an hour long, you know, the Free Talk Live dating game.
Yeah. That is very interesting.
I like it,
Jeff. Thank you for the idea. And maybe next Thursday we will have dating hour on Free Talk Live.
We've got to get Sarah listening to the show.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And let's head to Skype, where we have David calling in on Skype. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hey, excuse me. Sarah and Ralph, you're doing sketchmaking.
David, you are breaking up. I don't know if there's a problem with your internet connection or if...
How about now?
We can try it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was in the vehicle and it was blocking the signal a little bit from the tower. Tell me if it gets bad again.
It's getting bad. We are going to have to. I'll put you on hold, and I'll try coming back to you in just a couple of moments. But I think he wanted to continue with the thought that the previous caller had about doing some sort of matchmaking between a couple of our callers, Sarah in New Mexico and Ralph in New Jersey.
I don't think, I don't know Ralph's political ideology, but I'm pretty sure it's going to clash with Sarah.
I think I do.
But it might, opposites attract, and so you might get a...
Who's the bald Cajun guy that's a Democrat married to the uber-conservative?
James Carville.
And of course, you got Ralph, who is hard to understand, and so you have a language barrier, and that's a good thing as well. So they can focus on the stuff that matters, get physical.
I see where you're going.
And the language, if there is problems with ideology, well, you know, I don't know what you're telling me, so it's all right.
It's that value of language. Didn't we talk about that before, too?
Wow.
Yep.
So speaking of language and people that speak a different one, Puerto Rico. You know, I always am intrigued by Puerto Rico and the fact that Americans generally don't understand a lot about Puerto Rico.
Even though it's the 51st, 2nd, or 3rd state,
it's a territory.
Still a territory.
But it is a territory of the United States. And I've heard, you know, various things. Who was the Supreme Court Justice? Sotomayor. Mm-hmm. Who, you know, her family is originally from Puerto Rico, but whenever she had been nominated for the Supreme Court thing, the news media always said, Sotomayor, whose parents are Puerto Rican immigrants. Okay, that's like saying, you know, somebody that moves from California to Kentucky is an immigrant.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, we had a couple.
So what's going on down in Puerto Rico, other than a huge debt crisis that hasn't really gotten as much mainstream coverage as one would think?
Not much lately, but right now the headline is, and this comes to us from AP, most Puerto Ricans face a second night without electricity. And this also ties into our survival talk earlier. San Juan, Puerto Rico, AP, most Puerto Ricans face another night of darkness Thursday as crews slowly restored electricity a day after a fire at a power plant caused the aging utility grid to fail and blacked out the entire island of 3.5 million people.
The entire island wound up losing power.
Yes.
Yeah. Usually these things happen, and coming from Florida, this happened quite often. When the hurricanes went through there, when you lost your power. But if your grid is so old and dilapidated that it's...
Yeah.
Well, the American electric grid, even on, you know, what the Puerto Ricans would consider the mainland, is pretty old and dilapidated.
Yep, that it is. Only about 20% of the 1.5 million homes and businesses served by the power utility had power back by Thursday afternoon. And Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla said they are hoping half would be reconnected by the end of the day. Nearly all were expected to get electricity again Friday, said Garcia, who declared a state of emergency. Garcia expressed sympathy for people's frustrations over the outage, which comes amid a decades-long economic crunch that has worn down Puerto Ricans. We all want the system to be back on, the governor said. Let's hold someone responsible for this. Blame me. I'll take the blame.
Hmm. Now, that's something you don't hear government officials say that often. I would dare say this is probably the first time I've ever read a quote where a governor or a high-ranking government bureaucrat or government elected official ever said, I'm responsible, blame me. Hmm. Or rather, I will be considered responsible.
Unless he doesn't plan on running again because he's retiring or...
Yeah, to me, I found this article interesting because Puerto Rico has been a disaster since we received Puerto Rico from the Spanish that was a Spanish-American War, correct, Daryl?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so that and the Philippines.
And Cuba. Most people don't realize that Cuba was part of the winnings of the U.S. government after the Spanish-American War, but for some reason, the U.S. government decided, yeah, we don't want Cuba. They can become independent.
Yep. And some people may have seen, like, I'm trying to think of the show, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
He
did a thing on Puerto Rico talking about how it's not a state, but Washington continues to regulate it. And the long and the short of it is, as we go back through history, we made it very, very attractive for Puerto Rican investments to be seen as sort of municipal grade.
Yes.
And for them to sell bonds and things like that. It pretty much made it very desirable and provided all the incentives for them to sell their debt, which they did over and over and over again.
And then to forbid them from filing Chapter 9 bankruptcy, which is municipal bankruptcy, right, that places like Jefferson County, Alabama, and I believe Orange County, California, and Detroit, and several other places have done.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really caused a real mess down there, and it got so bad that, and Daryl and I were sort of commenting, why did this sort of fall out of the news? I've got to research that a little bit more, but there was a big thing this summer talking about how are we going to deal with
the debt restructuring. We're just going to restructure the debt. And the last news story that I remember reading was there was some debt restructure, but Puerto Rico would still have to make their payments, and they were going to miss a payment and thus default. And that's the last story that I read.
Yeah. But they've had issues going back to the 1920 Jones Act, which limits Puerto Rico's ability to import and export goods. And this is, I think, from Cato, but islanders have higher than normal transportation costs due to the remote locations, islands too. But pre-New Deal era law drives up the cost even more for Puerto Rico. The Jones Act decrees that goods being shipped between U.S. ports must be on a U.S. chartered ship with a U.S. crew. That means goods coming from the mainland can't come on the most cost-competitive vessel. They must go with one of four U.S. shippers who actually operate that route. Mm. So you really limit the competition.
And that also, you know, explains to some extent why food costs are so high in Hawaii.
Sure. And that we get, but at least in Hawaii, there is a free market for shipping. You know what I mean? You can. There's not a restriction saying that you can only travel on.
Really? Jones Act apply because between U.S. ports.
I guess maybe you're
so
right.
So if something's going from San Diego or San Francisco to Beijing, China, unless it's a U.S. ship, it cannot stop off in Honolulu.
Gotcha. Point noted. But I mean, so we have all these issues with government involvement since the creation or the ownership, since we took ownership of Puerto Rico. We've hampered them with all sorts of laws, regulations, and then we've pretty much stacked it so that, yes, you're going to come up with all this debt and you're not going to have a way out of it, and then they ask us to bail it out. And then we see what's happening as this country or as this territory pretty much falls apart.
Right, and you know, with most of the, you know, crises that are in the news right now where somebody's looking to government for a solution, it's government that created the problem in the first place. Your calls and thoughts welcome in the closing moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And let's go back to David calling in on Skype. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, on the survival stuff you were talking about earlier. But first of all, Sarah and Ralph. Ralph is from the Philippines, is that right?
That's originally, yes. Now lives in New Jersey.
Okay, cool. And Philippines is Southeast Asian and Hispanic peoples. And Sarah is from Southeast Asia as well. And
oh, really? She's from New Mexico.
Well, she's lives here now, but Sarah is Southeast Asian and Hispanic.
Really?
From seeing her and hearing her describe her family on the local radio. So they're quite a close match, actually.
Heard Sarah before. I'm guessing you live in New Mexico then.
Yeah, Sarah goes all the way on local radio here in Albuquerque. She goes on KKOB 770, the KKOB. She goes all the way back to, I don't know what it was, 2008, 2009 is when she started calling in to the local radio.
What does she talk about on those programs? Is it
the what do you think? What do you think? Yeah,
so everything. Mass transit.
Yeah, right. So it's funny to listen to you guys talk to her because it's the same stuff we've all listened to her talk about for the last, 8 years or more.
You know, she's also admitted that she doesn't even listen to this show.
Yeah, you know, I think that she might listen to it. She, like I said before, she has an Obama phone, and so she's Obama phone. I think they get 200 minutes a month, and after that, they got to pay for them. So I think that the reason that she doesn't, and she also does not have a computer. So
right, she had said that she doesn't have a computer, she doesn't have a smartphone. David, I would love to continue this, but we've got other calls on the line.
Yeah,
call in earlier.
Yeah, we'll do the survival stuff a different day.
Yep. Call in earlier. We are live all 7 nights of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, adjust for time zones and, of course, daylight shifting time if you observe or do not. Let's go to Darius calling in from Canada, the friendly neighbor to the north of us. Darius, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about here in Toronto, and you know what? I think that people that are receiving government assistance should not be able to vote because that seems to be a conflict of interest.
So when you say people receiving government assistance, does that include people that are government employees?
No, but I see where you're going with that. I was trying to make fun of Sarah over there because that's how she always does. Every time, you know. Oh my God, it gets so annoying.
are you including all levels of government assistance? Like, what about like student tuition assistance? Or
I was just kidding there, but I don't agree with any government assistance at all.
I got your sarcasm. Thank you. I found it humorous. Thank you.
Well, there are some people that actually believe that and suggest that. So you never can quite be sure if somebody is being serious or if they have their tongue firmly planted in their cheek.
I agree. Agreed. And another thing, with regard to Ralph, I live in Toronto with him. We have a multicultural society here, and I know a lot of Filipino people and a lot of Caribbean people. And this guy, Ralph, sounds to be more of a Caribbean descent than he does of a Filipino descent.
Yeah, I always thought he was Jamaican or something.
Exactly, or from the Bahamas, so somewhere from the Caribbean. So
I wonder if we should wind up raising money to do a 23andMe for Ralph to find out exactly what his genetic makeup is.
I'll throw in $50, man. If you throw in 50, I'll throw in 50.
Darius, thank you.
Love you guys.
For the
Take
call.
Care.
Thanks.
Let's go to California, where we've got Joe calling in. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I was calling in to ask about the situation here in the United States about all the protests over police shootings. Do you think, by any chance, by the wildest imagination, Obama will call a state of emergency or something where he would be able to stay in longer as president?
You know, I have heard speculation, I would say, for about the last 9-10 years or so of, oh, the president's going to wind up, you know, doing this thing and not ever leaving office. There was the claim that George Bush was going to do it back in 2008, prevent anybody from taking over, and now people are, you know, speculating that Obama's going to do it. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't disagree that he may not want that to happen.
Well, remember George Bush said that, you know, it would be great if this was a dictatorship so long as I was the dictator.
Right. The next thing real quick is with our infrastructure being as bad as it is, we could end up like the Philippines real quick. In Alabama, they had a gas line break, and it closed gas pumps for quite a while.
Yeah, we actually had people calling in throughout the Southeast saying that they had driven around all day in Metro Atlanta and could not find any gas to fill up their car.
Our infrastructure is in horrible, horrible shape. And, yeah, we are absolutely, absolutely vulnerable, not just to, I mean, terrorism is an obvious thing because we do have choke points. We have points in our electrical grid that if you take out one, it can affect a whole region. But then we have years and years and years of government meddling in the utility business that
creating too big to fail sorts of things. To where
yeah.
We can't let the gasoline industry go bad because how would people drive? Well, here's an idea. And no, I'm not going to say corn ethanol because that's just absolutely ridiculous. Because the feds wind up giving $30 in subsidies for every $1 of actual profit that these companies make. But if industry, you know, weren't as regulated, you would see, I think, more use of what they call carbon gasification.
Or,
and that was actually created by some biology professor at the University of West Alabama, to where he found this process to where you could take anything, take the corn stalk, or, you know, dead trees, anything, and put it through this gasification process, and then you create an ethanol, and you don't have to then incentivize people to grow a certain crop and then take stuff out of the food supply.
Yeah, Doc Brown had one on his DeLorean. I don't remember. What was it called? The Gas-O-Matic or?
Yeah, Mr. Fusion, I think.
Mr. Fusion, yeah.
Just, yeah, but yeah. I think that...
I'm talking about reality. You're talking about television.
Sci-fi. Reality is basic. A lot of times it works well hand-in-hand with sci-fi.
Yeah, but I think my point is that you have tremendous levels of government regulatory oversight and meddling with our people that provide us with gas and electric and all the things that we need, and... Some that stuff just gets in the way. If you can imagine how many billions of dollars could have been spent on upgrades versus
green power.
Well, forget about green, but just being in compliance with whatever federal standards they say you have to be compliant with to run electrical wires from point A to point B. It's overwhelming, and that it has a lot to do with why we are where we are.
Yeah, and then I don't know if any of you guys saw the story recently where the Department of Transportation, some subdivision thereof, came up with these regulations on self-driving cars. And Obama had some kind of statement where he was saying, there are some people that think that there should not be any regulations in free enterprise. I disagree. The quickest way to destroy a thing is to not have any... trust in the system. And it's like, really? You right. think that you can regulate people to trust a system? Everything that's ever been recalled by the USDA or the FDA has first been approved by those agencies.
But most people never give that a thought. Never.
Most
you
people don't
here.
Think. The electronic devices that we're using right now were not passed through some federal... sort of approval process. They all went to Underwriters Laboratory, or at least most of them went to Underwriters Laboratory, which is a private company that electronic manufacturers, they want that seal of approval. They want people to know this has been certified as being a good device.
And when they do make a mistake, Samsung note, They get them off the shelves and out of the people's hands as quickly as they could because sure. their business is very important to them.
And then 3 weeks later, the federal government yep. winds up putting in a recall for the exact thing that Samsung recalled. Joe, thank you for the call. If you had thoughts, well, you can call back tomorrow night because we are live every night of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern and always online at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.